Welcome back. You're listening to The Grumpy Gaze here on Joy 94.9. So, Sylvester, absolute classic. You make me feel mighty real. Are you keeping it real, Helen?
I'm keeping it absolutely real, Mr. Gray. But I have a question. Is that voice coming from inside your house?
Oh, that sounds sinister. Have you checked the children? Well, it is quite sinister, actually, because I tell you what happened after last week. I've been infiltrated. The angry gay man has somehow found a way to contact me via the computer.
Oh, God. He's made himself into a virus.
Yes.
Yes, it's me at a much safer distance. I am back in the real world and no longer sitting on anyone's doorstep like a, well, like a mat. Matt.
Okay, so you're saying that my apartment is not the real world?
Oh, it was horrendous. Absolutely horrendous. Well, if that's the real world, I don't want to live in it.
Well, it's my world at the moment, Mr. Gray, but there you go. Well, look, very good. No. Ha-ha. Look, it was my place you chose, enabling you to make that little joke. But you'd have struggled had you been at Helen's.
That is very true, Matt. But in all seriousness, after discovering the extraordinary capacity of your cat's litter tray, I was most tempted to pop round and sample Helen's delight.
I can assure you, AGM, my delights will never be on your tasting plate. But, you know, feel free to send a good bomb Alaska my way.
Degustation.
Helen's tasting plate, yeah, a bit like Nouvelle Cuisine. Not a lot of the plate for you there, Doug.
Well, anyway, you are taking up my time, by the way. And so, one of the extraordinary benefits of being trapped in your bathroom last week with a laptop lack and a smartphone that did indeed feel a great deal smarter being dead was some most welcome downtime from dumb. Now, while I'm not holding you entirely responsible, Matt, after the accidental infiltration of your home, you unceremoniously dumped me back into the lonely world of self-isolation and, by proxy, a return to the pitfalls of social media.
I'm sorry about that, Doug. You had to go.
Now, to that end, I can declare that I am vehemently vexed by viral vitriol.
Oh, here we go.
I am effed off by Facebook physicians because the line between opinion and fact is more blurred than me after 3 litres of Kahlua and milk.
Oh, you need a physician after that.
Yeah, he'll need Miss Trilly's kitty litter tray after that.
I had to throw it out, Helen. It was disgusting. Anyway, continue, angry gay man.
Oh, please. I mean, feel free to go on.
Chat amongst yourselves.
Cat amongst yourselves. Now, while I don't dispute the merit of tracing the origins of this pandemic, getting a little batty about bats and panicked about pangolins isn't really helpful. And you know what, Matt? Nor is getting litigious about this lurgy. So, to that end, Matt, as someone just like you who lived a great many years in the UK...
Drink, everyone.
Shall we start a civil action against British farmers for exposing us to BSC? Because the more I look at social media, the more obvious it is that I do in fact have mad cow!
Well, that explains a lot.
It does explain a lot, but BSE, big sex experience, what...
Oh, don't go there. Actually, the fact that the cow is the female of the species, I reckon Doug's got bonkers bull.
Oh, for goodness sake. I mean, you two are a hateful herd if we want to keep going with the cow with the cow analogies.
Well, you speak a load of bonkers bull, but there you go.
But look, Matt, are you getting on board with this? I mean, I am absolutely and utterly fed up with these people who clearly now, more than ever, have so much time on their fingertips, they're able to pump out this crap on social media, and their opinions really do need to be kept to themselves.
He's going to go into falsetto. So let me clarify this, Doug. What you're really ranting against here is the fact that there's this proliferation at the moment of subject matter experts on Facebook that really shouldn't be spouting the sort of stuff that they are. Is that what you're talking about?
But they're not subject matter experts, Matt. They are morons, and it is driving me nuts.
No, but that's what I'm saying. I'm saying they're self-proclaimed subject matter experts. You open up social media these days and everybody's your general practitioner.
Absolutely.
Let's face it, the fact is that social media has just brought to the forefront the complete and final dumbing down of society. Anyone with an internet connection and a keyboard can do a Google search and come up with their opinion, which they then plaster all over social media.
Which is doubly problematic for me because I'm a self-proclaimed hypochondriac of the worst kind. So it's like opening up a dictionary of all the ailments that I'm absolutely convinced I have when I open up Facebook.
So you and Dr. Google are on a first name basis, are you?
Yes.
Matt?
Yes. He's got it right so many times. But yeah, look, I was in the UK actually during that period. So look, who knows? Maybe I have come down with bonkers bull or mad cow, whatever we want to call it. I know for certain I can't give blood.
Oh, and that absolutely. Absolutely. I was riding when I was self-bicolating the other day, as I'm still doing, I rode past a blood bank and I looked up there and there were very smug individuals in there being hoovered out of their life fluid. And basically, I looked up and I thought, well, there, what a slap in the face. What a double slap in the face. Not only am I denied giving blood in this country because I'm a homosexual, but also because I did live between the years of 1980 and 1996 in the United Kingdom, and I potentially could be a carrier of BSE.
Wouldn't you say that you've become a BSE expert, AGM? That I think that stands for bullshit expert.
It's the opposite to SME, subject matter expert. Yeah, absolutely. Look, he's just pissed off because he can't get a cookie for free.
I think you get sandwiches nowadays.
Oh, do you? Oh,
he's missing out on a whole meal, and it's not my meal he's missing out on.
No.
Well, while we could be going on about blood bank benevolence for all of this time, I am actually getting a little bit bored of you. And this hacker has become immensely hacked off, and so I'm leaving.
Yeah, hack off. Goodbye. He does love his three-letter alliterations. Well, that's about it for another week here on Grumpy Gaze. Almost up to midnight tonight. Thanks for joining us again. Thank you, Helen, and thanks, I think, Angry Gay Man. Goodness knows where he'll be popping up next week. Do join us next Tuesday night and every Tuesday night, or listen to our podcasts on www.joy.org.au/grumpygaze. We'll see you next week. See ya.